Previously on Homeland.
And those were your relatives that were killed in the wedding party the Americans bombed. And the CIA chief who ordered that bombing is now dead. Does that feel like justice?
This mess in Islamabad is not just going away. We need a new chief there. I'd like it to be me.
I need you here. Permanently.
It can't come as a surprise to you that Dad isn't pitching in as much as he said he would.
Well, what about the nanny?
She's great when she's here. We really need to talk.
You don't remember me, do you? I'm the manager.
Something funny?
It's okay. I hear it all the time. Are you okay?
I thought I was until I found myself beating the shit out of some idiot for no reason.
You know, there was that case officer you told me about, the one who was fired in Islamabad about the same time you got there.
Jordan Harris.
No, Sandy didn't throw me out. It was Lockhart. I flew all the way back here from Islamabad to report an intelligence leak. Next thing I know, I'm finished.
Sandy had a dark asset providing targeting information on terrorists. He was out there trading top secret information.
Oh.
To God knows who. You knew what was going on there. That makes you complicit. It's called treason.
What do you want?
I want Islamabad. We had a meltdown over there. I'm going to need you to send some guys over to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Anything you need.
They're sending me back. I don't have a choice. I don't believe you. I'm so sorry.
It's not the way to the embassy.
Then to the second intersection, which is Street 10. Just do it, please. It's not a request. Stop here. Someone explain to me what the hell Sandy Bachman is doing here without protection. Wasn't that your job?
Job to what?
Drive him, protect him, know where the fuck he was.
He never had us drive him anywhere unless it was unofficial business.
Why not?
Sir Bachman was not an easy guy to work with. Let's just leave it at that.
Unlock it, please. I've had a long flight. Don't make me debate this. All right, stay in the truck. I'm not going further than that corner. Let's go.
see you again, Peter. I believe it was almost a year ago. You were looking to leave the agency then as well.
That was different.
How so?
I just shot and killed a kid.
And now?
Now I just want out. I'm done.
As I'm sure you're aware, it's not as simple as that.
We need to certify that you're not a danger to yourself or to others.
Among other things.
You're talking about what happened at the diner.
You fractured a man's cheekbone. It says here 63 stitches.
I controlled myself for 12 fucking years. I lost it once. Once.
Once is all it takes.
It won't happen again.
Last time you were in here, you talked about nightmares. Seeing your first kill over and over again, his head disappearing in a puddle of mud.
Look, I snapped. What more do you want me to say?
Obviously, we need to talk about recent events in Islamabad.
Obviously.
What about the two men you killed on the ground there?
What about them?
Do you think about them?
I do not. I think about Sandy and Carrie and the choice I made.
Carrie Matheson?
Yes.
She came up a lot last time we talked.
I don't remember.
You said she was one of the reasons you wanted out of Doradell's group.
Maybe she was.
She didn't approve of targeted assassinations?
I was the one having the problem, not her.
The agency is worried you might want to talk about all that one day.
Well, you tell them not to worry. I know what I agreed to.
And what about Carrie?
What about her?
You just said you had a choice to make in that car. You chose her.
Is that a question?
Are the two of you romantically involved?
What?
Answer, please.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Let me be the judge of that.
You know what?
Fuck this.
Staff meeting scheduled for 9:30.
First I heard of it. Shouldn't take long to gather the troops, though. The lockdown's still in place.
Lockdown?
Yeah, nobody in or out of the embassy.
Where's Redmond?
In with the ambassador.
Good morning.
Ambassador, how was the flight?
Bumpy.
Got to admit, you're the last person I expected to see.
I assume you got my cable.
I did.
What happened to my 9:30 staff meeting?
Since we didn't have much new to report, I thought I would just catch up myself.
Well, how about we stick to my plan? I expect everybody downstairs in 15 minutes.
Tell Dennis we're off for tonight.
I will. I think he's feeling a little blindsided.
Yeah?
I guess we're all surprised to learn you got Sandy's job.
No one regrets his death or the airstrike on Donde Drapakil more than me.
Regret it or not, U.S.-Pakistan relations are at their lowest point since the raid on Abbottabad. And at a time that we can least afford it.
Well, how, may I ask, is an embassy-wide lockdown helping the situation?
I have to put the safety of my country team first.
I need my guys back out in the street.
Not gonna happen.
I was thinking, I was hoping that you and I could work this out together.
Two sensible women cutting through all the bullshit.
Something like that.
I wish it were that simple.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here on such short notice. Okay, I'll dive right in. Who can tell me something about Jordan Harris? What, no opinions? Come on, you guys worked with him for 18 months.
What do you want to know?
Do you share his suspicions about Sandy Bachman?
What suspicions?
That in exchange for upper-tier targeting information, he was passing secrets to somebody inside the S-wing of Pakistani intelligence.
Harris is an asshole.
Yeah, but is he right?
Sandy's intel was consistently good.
Maybe it was too good. I mean, how else was he getting exact targeting coordinates on bad guys we've lost track of for years? Look, I get it. Nobody wants to admit the possibility he was spying right under our noses.
Young lady, let's have a chat.
Sit down, John. I was about to say, I'm the one to blame. I wanted to believe in Sandy more than anyone. But blame right now is beside the point. In light of what Harris told me, we have to reconstruct the events leading to Sandy's death. What was he doing outside the embassy that day? Who was he meeting with? And were they really passing secrets back and forth? Yes?
None of this is going to be easy if we're confined to campus.
What's your name?
Hensley. Alan Hensley.
Yeah, I'm working on that, Alan. Expect the lockdown to be lifted by tomorrow. And get me the transport log for the last 5 days in a pouch, please. Okay, John. You and I are going to have a chat now. You were given a directive to make yourself useful to me in any way I request or require.
That doesn't give you license to breeze in here and take a dump on my station.
My station. And either you comply or I'll have the Marines remove you from the embassy and put you on the next plane home.
How did you swing this?
Swing what?
4 days ago, I got the call tapping me as chief. Then yesterday, Lockhart suddenly reverses his decision. What? That's a perfectly innocent question.
You really want to know how I did it? I asked nicely.
Oh, and John?
Clean yourself up. I can smell the booze from here.
So who are you avoiding?
This guy from work.
Your boss?
Was. He thinks he still is. quitting my job.
Okay. Something happened?
A lot of things happened.
You seem worried.
They don't like quitters.
Might be a problem, and you're going to need them for a good recommendation.
Yeah, well, as long as they don't kill me, I'll be happy. Joker.
So, what are you going to do?
What do you mean?
I mean, next?
Something different.
Do you have any marketable skills?
Marketable? I don't know.
Any skills?
No, really.
Do you have a degree?
You mean like a college, grad school thing?
Yeah, generally that's what it means.
No.
Really? I'm shocked.
Why?
I don't know. You seem sophisticated. With your happy on the schnapps there, of course. You're not going to get that, huh? To go to the Sedera Hotel.
We're in lockdown, ma'am.
According to the transport log, limited pouch runs to allied embassies are cleared. Roland dropped the Sedera and then onto the Swedish embassy to deliver this.
Sit out here waiting for us in shifts. Can't go anywhere without
him. Forget the embassy. Just dump me at the Sedera and wait for me there.
Want to share with us where you're going?
I'll never be more than 10 minutes away. If I need you, I'll call. More than an hour.
Era.
Hey, Carrie.
How was the trip in?
Fine. Taxi from the airport was a little hairy.
Been working on the accent. Good.
Good. It's flawless.
Hello, Max.
Evening, Governor. Cheerio.
Where's Parvez and Kadir?
They're prepping the van. You want me to bring them up?
No, let them finish. Are we up on the kid yet?
Yeah. He's back at school. Seems to be trying to get back to his life. Just pretty impressive after, you know.
Where is he now?
In class.
When are we making the approach?
Tomorrow morning.
Talk me through it.
It's going to take place at the medical college in the office of his advisor, where we think he'll feel safe and respected.
Smart. Who's the advisor?
Dr. Malik Gorshani. He's chief of their neurology department.
Neurology. That's the nervous system, right? Perfect.
Why? You're nervous?
Well, of course. The start of an operation. It's good. It's good to be nervous. Keeps you focused.
My heart's going like a steam engine.
Use that energy. You're a journalist. This is your chance at a big story.
The best operations are 90% true.
Right. You are recruiting him, just not for the reason that he thinks. And don't press too hard. The objective is a follow-up meeting, nothing more.
How could he say no?
Well, it is a seduction, Sarah. There's just no way around it. Make physical contact if you can. Touch his shoulder. Put a hand gently on his arm. You're going to do fine, Sarah. Don't worry.
I gotta get this. It's my dad. Allô? How was you?
She could be okay. Be careful out there, Max. The streets are crawling with ISI, and you're without official cover.
What about the embassy?
Totally in the dark.
Langley?
Langley knows, but they can't help you out if you get in trouble.
And we won't.
All right, I'm coming. I told you to go fuck yourself, not come for breakfast.
Come on, dear, let me in.
I brought donuts.
Just you.
Whatever you say.
How about Landing? So Landing comes to me, is that what this is?
Can you not accept that I'm genuinely concerned about you?
So why the gorilla?
Jay? He's just my driver.
Well, I appreciate the concern, but I'm fine, thank you.
So I can see.
So I had a few beers. I need help sleeping. Big deal.
The group takes care of its own. You know that, and you know why.
I don't belong to you, or to the group, or to anyone anymore.
Once a scalp hunter, always a scalp hunter. Isn't that what they say?
That's what you say. That, and you're my guy, Peter.
Well, I invested a lot of time and money in you.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
You should be sorry. Those morons in the diner didn't deserve that.
All right, so what now?
Simple. Convince me that you can keep your shit together from now on.
Else what?
I believe they call it retraining. Of course, we both know the real explanation for all this.
What's that?
This isn't about PTSD. It's about your feelings for Carrie Matheson.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If she hadn't been in that car, Sandy Beckman would be alive today.
Not really, what do you think?
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I did all I could, and you can watch it online, for fuck's sake.
I've seen it! The whole fucking agency's seen it. You took your eye off Sandy to save Carrie. You left him
to be beaten to death in the street.
You all right? Who was that?
Someone.
Hello?
I think I was stretched out in the lobby of the Commodore Hotel.
Oh, that awful night manager. He was Austrian. Edwards.
Amadeus.
Amadeus, right. Good grief.
Would you like a view of the sea or the wall?
Yeah. Soft.
Hello, Gary.
What's going on?
Didn't you see a new security thing? They're right outside unloading their gear.
Well, I hardly expected you to hand-deliver them.
Listen, I'll catch you later.
No, no, please. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Not at all. It was great to see you.
You too.
Karen.
You lucked out with her. She's one of the good ones.
Walk with me, will you? What the hell, Saul?
So you're not so happy to see me?
I am not.
Can I ask why?
I just got here myself. I've got enough on my plate without being responsible for the safety of the former director.
I'm here for a few days. All right. A week.
You should have called first.
You're right, I should have. But now that I'm here...
Now that you're here, it looks like I've reached out to you for help. That's not exactly the message I want to send.
Well, now that I'm here, do you need my help?
No. Yes.
What can I do?
One thing, and then promise me you'll go home.
I promise.
The ambassador's got the embassy locked down. I need your friend to lift the orders from my case officers and get back to work.
Done.
Hello, Ayan.
Ayan, this is Faris Hassani, the journalist from London I was telling you about.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Kashani. Well, you're a brave young man. Thanks for meeting me.
The only reason I'm here is because Dr. Kashani insisted that I meet with you.
Okay.
No, not okay. Done that, met you, I'm going to go now.
Ayan, please. I've come a long way.
You don't understand. Even if you are who you say you are, I can't talk to you.
What do you mean if I am who I say I am? Are you in some kind of trouble?
I have to go.
Ayan, please.
Sorry.
Send me. We don't have to do this now if you don't want to.
We can meet tomorrow.
Or next
just
week.
Please, please leave me alone. Please.
Couldn't get through to him because he was scared?
He wasn't just scared, he was terrified.
What were his exact words?
It wasn't what he said, it was the look on his face. I felt so bad for him.
The thing is, he just got more valuable. The fact that he's being told to shut up means he knows something or saw something. What about a second approach?
Happy to try, but I doubt the result would be any different.
Is the snatch and grab out of the question?
No way I get authorization to interrogate the only surviving victim of a botched kill mission.
What then?
Let me think on it.
Best view in Islamabad. Which isn't saying much. I thought you were going to join us for dinner.
I got busy.
Yeah, I heard.
If you've got something to say, just say it.
You were outside the embassy in violation of my order.
Who told you that? Redmond?
No. Really?
How about we start again, you and me?
Honey, Saul just suggested the same thing.
And?
Hey, I'm all for it.
He likes you. Saul does. He doesn't like many people.
Well, I should hope so. We almost got married once.
What?
We were young. We were stupid. It was Beirut. Thank God we came to our senses.
He never said a word.
How very discreet of him. But I want you to know I'm not doing it for him.
Doing what?
Rescinding the lockdown.
You're not?
I'm doing it because you were right. I can't complain about bad relations with Pakistan while at the same time doing nothing to make them better.
Thank you.
Well, don't thank me yet. I want enhanced security measures in place first, and I want daily updates from you. In person.
Deal.
Smoke another with me?
Okay, you went out pretty hard last night. I was worried.
What are you doing?
Just policing the area a little bit.
Yeah, I see that.
You know, dust quickly becomes dirt, and then before you know it, you owe me your entire security deposit.
Can you just stop?
What, cleaning?
Talking!
Did I do something wrong here?
No, I just think you should leave now.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
Get my stuff. Can I say something before I go? All this, it has to do with that CIA guy on the news, right? Couldn't help but overhear.
You don't know what you heard or didn't hear. Do you understand?
Jesus! Peter, you're scaring me.
You should be scared. These people do not fuck around.
What I wanted to say to you is that nobody should have to go through what you went through. Nobody. And if that guy shows up here again, I'd say it to his face.
I'd like to see that. I really would.
I went to the store, you know, there's a roast chicken in the fridge and some eggs and cereal, you know, to go along with your liquid diet. And whoever Carrie is, she's a lucky girl.
morning.
Lockdown is lifted. Hallelujah. What else can I do for you?
Go home. She was your fiance?
For about 2 minutes, 100 years ago.
Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, we haven't really been talking much lately, Carrie.
I'm sorry.
I need to apologize.
I wanted to pick up the phone so many times, but what I wanted to talk about, I couldn't. I still can't.
Tyranny of secrets.
The tyranny of keeping them.
So, what are you doing today with your newfound freedom?
I can't tell you.
I can guess, can I?
Sure.
You got two problems for us, I see. One, you need to get Sandy's networks up and running again.
Check.
Two, you don't know who you can trust yet. So you need to set up a second station somewhere with your own people, independent of the embassy. You've done that already. Well, that was quick.
When are you playing, Paul?
Tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Happy hunting.
There's your coffee.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Excuse me, I'm a doctor. I can help you.
You're in trouble, Ian.
Who is?
My name is Carrie McPherson. Ferris is only works for me.
As a journalist.
I'm her London bureau chief.
Let me go, please. Let me out, please.
You were part of an important story. I want to be the one to tell it. On behalf of your family, all the people who were killed, don't make up a tale, and all those who may yet die at the hands of the CIA.
I can't tell you. You don't understand. I cannot
talk
to you.
What are you scared of? Who's threatening you? Because I can protect you, Ian. I can even get you out of Pakistan if that's what you want.
In exchange for what?
I told you. Your story.
I've gone to...
Do you want to continue your studies in England or the United States? I can do that, too. How's the Royal College of Physicians sound? It's not a problem. I'm putting my card in your pocket. Okay. See me again if you don't want to. But you should want to. Especially if you're in any kind of danger.
Go.
Tell them I have one of those problems. I'm cramping. Whatever you decide, I'm truly sorry for what happened to you. And I wish you luck.
Please don't say you pocket-dialed me.
We never had a chance.
What do you mean?
In the car with Sandy.
What makes you say that? Are you all right?
It was premeditated, the whole thing from start to finish. There was a guy in the crowd with an earpiece coordinating the whole thing.
Are you sure?
I just sent you the link. Go to your computer.
Well, hold on. All right, got it.
See the guy in the corner?
Yeah.
He's wearing a comb, Gary.
Jesus, Quinn.
You never had a chance.
You recognize him?
I don't, but he's got to be Pakistani intelligence, right?
No one else could have pulled something like this off. The question is, why?
What do you mean?
Well, Sandy was blown. He was already going to have to leave the country. Why kill him? Quinn.
What?
This changes everything. It means I really need you now.
No, I'm sorry, Carrie. I can't do that.
I wouldn't ask you if there was somebody else here I could count on. Don't make me beg.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Please, please.
Shit, Carrie.
I know.
You're the hardest person in the world to say no to.
Is that a yes? God, I fucking love you, Quinn. You know that, don't you?